And it's now time for a Wretched News Break here on Wretched Radio. I'm Jimmy Hicks. Well, Tennessee Governor Bill Lee has signed a resolution calling for 30 days of prayer and fasting throughout the state beginning the 1st of July. The resolution was passed by the Tennessee General Assembly, and it implores Tennesseans to seek God's mercy and healing for many of societal's ills plaguing the state, including violence, human trafficking, drug addiction, and corruption. And I, one, can speak that there is a whole lot of all of that going on in the state of Tennessee. And moving on, recent polling data suggests that support for the LGBT agenda may be waning in both the U.S. and Canada. In the U.S., approval for same-sex marriage has dropped to its lowest level since the Supreme Court's infamous Obergefell decision in 2015. And in Canada, a slim majority now opposes transgender bathroom policies and allowing biological males to compete in women's sports. Maybe a little bit premature to declare a sea change of public opinion, but it seems that the relentless push by LGBT activists starting to backfire. Well, at least we can hope. Speaking of the transgender movement overreach, a high school track coach in Oregon has been fired for daring to suggest a common sense solution to the problem of biological males dominating women's sports. John Parks is his name. The former coach had written to state officials proposing the creation of an open division for transgender athletes while keeping biological males out of female competitions. And for that heinous thought crime, Parks was promptly shown the door. And moving to Nebraska, where the battle over abortion is heating up with multiple constitutional amendments vying for a spot on the November ballots. A pro-abortion coalition is pushing for an amendment that would enshrine a nearly unlimited right to abortion in the state constitution. And in response, pro-life groups have put forth two competing amendments, one that would ban most abortions after the first trimester and another that would recognize the personhood of all preborn children from the moment of conception. Yeah, that's the one I would support. There's a July 5th deadline for signature gathering, and it's fast approaching, so hopefully the pro-life amendments make the ballot. Finally, in the development that will surprise absolutely none of you, the Trudeau government in Canada has awarded $440,000 to the so-called Canadian Anti-Hate Network, a group known for smearing pro-life and pro-family organizations as purveyors of hate. Seems a bit contradictory, doesn't it? It's because it is. Their idea of fighting bigotry apparently includes denouncing anyone who opposes abortion, same-sex marriage, and transgender ideology. Upside down in Canada, upside down in the U.S., upside down in the U.K., it's just a brave new world we're now living in. And that's been today's Wretched News Break. More Wretched Radio is straight ahead. I'm Jimmy Hicks.